Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We're going to chat a little bit today about sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes belong to the morning glory family. They are typically considered a vegetable suitable for growing in the southern United States. Sweet potatoes, because of this, can thrive in hot and humid Iowa summers. Our ISU horticulturalists have some tips for growing sweet potatoes in your home garden. First of all, we get asked often if there's a difference between a sweet potato and a yam. They are, in fact, different. Yams are a monocot, dry and starchy, rough skin, and grown for their tuberous roots. They originated from West Africa and belong to a different family than the sweet potato. Sweet potatoes are dicots, moist and sweet, smooth skin, grown for their roots, and originated from Central and South America. Sweet potatoes, if you are planning to grow them in your garden this summer, are a warm season crop that requires a long frost-free growing season. They also require full sunlight, which is at least 6 to 8 hours of full sun each day. When choosing a location, keep in mind that they vine out and trail along the ground and do well in well-drained sandy or loamy soils. If you have heavy clay or rocky soils, you will have misshapen sweet potatoes. Soils that do not drain well may result in lower yields or root rot. Sweet potatoes are tolerant of a wide range of soil pH, but will grow best if you have a soil pH between 6 to 7, which is fairly typical for this part of Iowa. So unless you have an unusual garden site, your soil conditions should be good, but again, a soil test can help you determine that as well. Sweet potatoes are started from a vegetative stem cutting, also known as a slip, which is propagated from roots of the previous season's crop. Slips should be disease and insect free and bought from a reputable vendor or garden center. Good sweet potato slips should be firm, green, and 8 to 12 inches long, preferably with one or two healthy leaves. They may or may not have roots when they are cut. Either one should be fine. Sweet potatoes can be planted in late May or early June. Make sure the danger of frost has passed. Again, these sweet potatoes are a vining plant and prefer to spread, so you should plant them in rows 36 to 48 inches apart if you're planting multiples. Plant spacing within the row should be about 12 inches. More than a 12-inch row spacing will lead to a higher proportion of jumbo-sized roots at harvest that are difficult to handle and process, so keeping them a little closer together will help you manage the size of your sweet potatoes. If you have less than a 12-inch row spacing, you will have a higher proportion of small and slender roots, which are difficult to harvest and cook. Before planting, you want to apply 1 to 2 pounds of all-purpose garden fertilizer per 100 square feet. At the time of vining, sprinkle another 1 to 2 pounds of an all-purpose garden fertilizer around each plant. Keep them weed-free early in the season. Then as those leaves start to vine out and expand, they should smother and suppress many weeds, so weeding will be less necessary as the season goes on. You do want to ensure irrigation throughout most of the growing season, but don't keep the root zone constantly wet. Limit watering during the last 4 weeks to protect developed roots from cracking from excess water. A variety of sweet potato cultivars are available to home gardeners, ranging from light orange, yellow, or even white flesh color, but some common and suitable ones for use in Iowa include those named Beauregard, Centennial, Covington, Evangeline, Georgia Jet, and Jewel. When planning your sweet potato garden, keep in mind that the different cultivars will vary in days to maturity, so you can check the tag, and if you're planting late, you may want to pick one that's a little bit shorter. Most will range between 90 to 120 days for maturity. They will be harvested late summer, early fall, before soil temperatures drop below 60 degrees Fahrenheit routinely. You can wait until the maturity date of the cultivar, or even harvest immediately after the first frost, and there's no rush to harvest before frost, but you should not expose roots to colder soils for long periods of time, so if you have an early frost and then it warms back up, they shouldn't be damaged. Prolonged exposure to cool soil reduce root quality and storage life. Once you're ready to harvest, harvest by digging, using a spading fork or shovel, and be careful to not damage the roots, as those are the sweet potatoes that you will be eating. Sweet potato roots require curing to heal cuts, bruises, and reduce rot, and this also helps convert some of the starch to sugar and making them a little bit sweeter. Commercial growers cure sweet potatoes in special rooms between 80 and 90% humidity at 85 degrees Fahrenheit for 7 to 10 days. As this process is difficult to duplicate for home gardeners, a good approach is to air dry sweet potatoes for 10 to 14 days in a warm and shady location like a garage. After curing, roots should be stored in a dark, cool place with temperatures between 50 to 55 degrees, and under good conditions, sweet potatoes should store for up to 4 to 6 months. You can find more information on growing a variety of plants here in Iowa on our Yard and Garden website. I do encourage you to check that out. A few other tips for you from our Words on Wellness newsletter. June is primary strawberry time. Even after the season is over, you can enjoy the taste of fresh strawberries with freezer jam. Delicious, easy, and quick to make. Jam is only as tasty as the fruit it is prepared with, so be sure to start with fresh, unblemished strawberries that have been washed well. Since it is not cooked, freezer jam tastes more like fresh strawberries. However, since it's not processed in a hot water bath, it does require temperature control, like freezing or refrigeration, from the time it is canned until the time it is consumed. You can find an uncooked berry jam recipe on our Preserve the Taste of Summer website, or sign up to watch one of our Preserve the Taste of Summer webinars about making fresh jam. Also, as many Iowans get ready to head out on summer picnics, we have some tips for making sure your picnics are safe. A fun way to mix things up at mealtime, picnics are a great way to connect with family and friends, but you should remember safe food handling to reduce the risk for foodborne illness. Always start by packing a cooler. Insulated coolers or lunch boxes are handy to keep refrigerated items cold. Keep them cool longer by keeping them in a shaded area or covered with a blanket so the sun doesn't warm the cooler up too quickly. Always lay down a tablecloth or picnic blanket before you start eating. This keeps food off of outdoor surfaces. Always bring a hand sanitizer or antibacterial wipe to make sure your hands are clean before handling the food, especially if you've been doing outdoor activities and don't have a good place to wash your hands. And for convenience and safety, you can prepackage your meals to help minimize how long food is exposed to the outdoors. Have portions prepared so individuals can grab their portion and take it and eat as it is convenient for them. As an added benefit, this also helps to keep bugs out of your food. You can find those tips in our Words on Wellness and News You Can Use newsletters on the Cass County Extension website. I encourage you to check those out, learn more about gardening, and stay tuned to our website, social media, and other channels to learn more about upcoming education and resources for food gardening and food preparation throughout this summer as fresh food is in season. For more information, give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.